This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As Wall Street and American businesses try to get used to the idea that the Federal Reserve is going to raise interest rates someday, this morning the Bank of England said, in essence, hold my beer, raising its benchmark interest rate 15 basis points. That is central banker speak for 15 one-hundredths of a percentage point. So small, but really symbolic. The first major economy central bank to increase the cost of money. Which gets me to the point, gradually. The American economy is indeed feeling some inflationary pain, but it ain't just us. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab is on the global economy desk today.
When it comes to rising prices at the gas pump or grocery store,
we're not an island. We've got plenty of company.
Drew DeSilva at Pew has been researching global inflation during the pandemic. He says the majority of the 46 nations he's followed are experiencing it, and about a third of them have seen rates increase more than 2 percentage points. There are some common forces behind rising costs: global oil prices, pandemic supply chain problems, and the way the virus has changed spending habits. Josh Bivens at the Economic Policy Institute says shutdowns have pushed people towards goods instead of services.
And that really exacerbated the supply-demand mismatch in that sector with the supply chain snarls.
The U.S. is third on the inflation list, under Brazil and Turkey, but they have unique political and economic climates. Adam Posen at the Peterson Institute for International Economics says for Americans, demand for goods is exceptionally high.
We tend to consume more and import more than most other, even wealthy economies.
And by more, he means the most. He says the U.S. accounts for a quarter of global goods spending. Also, the U.S. had a unique pandemic labor market. For instance, when businesses shut down in 2020, many European countries largely subsidized payrolls. People kept their jobs. Posen says the U.S. paid for unemployment insurance.
So reopening the economy, that leads to more shortages of workers, more upwards push in wages, and more disruption.
Supply chain problems are starting to ease, says Josh Bivens at the Economic Policy Institute. But there's one big global commonality that could threaten that: COVID variants.
And those aren't things that, you know, monetary policy hits too well. It's not too much even fiscal policy can hit.
So here's yet another story that ends with us telling you that the virus is still directing the economy. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.